It's a quiet morning, and the sun is lighting up the leaves in Wissahickon Valley Park. The air is cool and crisp. Brandy Alston is greeting a group of about 20 women who have gathered at the head of one of the trails.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. We are going to hike 5 miles this morning.
A few years ago, Brandy wanted to get into hiking. She says as a Black woman, she was looking for a strong community of fellow hikers, but she was having a hard time finding a group. So she put out an invitation on her Instagram, which took off.
And it just became a thing and a need. And I felt like I was filling a void that people really had and desired to hike or thought that it wasn't for them. And then they started to see other Black and brown people, you know, gathering to do this in nature. And I think that it really spoke to people to say that, oh, I can do this too. Like, this could be for me.
That first hike was back in 2019 and ended up being the start of Hike and Heal. Since then, Brandy and her hive, as she calls members, have been consistently getting together. They go hiking, do yoga, meditations, even go on retreats together. Liz Fever is one of those members.
I know that I can show up in this group, be supported. We all stick together. We all wait for each other. We all help each other.
On the last Saturday of each month, Hike and Heal hosts a community hike or event. Brandy says it's open to any adult who wants to get moving.
You can always meet us where you're at. You are always welcome to come. Bring yourself. Bring great energy.
Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.